The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara, Baba Metziah, Daf, Chav Gimel. Today's Daf is being studied, the Elin Shmat. Marat, Zekenati, Yafa, Bat, Sarah, the Abraham Ben, Esther. Today's Daf is being studied, the Elin Shmat, Moriv Rabbi, Ma'atel Roshi, Hacham Baruch, Rafael Ben Miriam. That's your site is today. Ruach Hashem, Tanihem, Began Haydin, Amen. Today's Daf is being studied, the Fu'ash Shlema, Chaim Aharon ben Leah. Ena lefanalo, Rufuat ha-Nefesh, Rufuat ha-Guf, Rufuat ha-Kreba labo. V'chin yirasu v'namar, Amen. We begin today's daf on Chavbet Amud Bet. We are going to start at the two dots, right in the middle of the daf. It's corresponding the Tosafot, few lines under the Tosafot of Tiyufta. Kirichot b'reshut ha-rabim hare elu shelo. We learned in the Mishnah, you find small bundles of grains in the reshut ha-rabim, shikikib them. Amar Rabbah, ve'afilu bedavar sheyesh bo siman. Even if the kirichot have a siman, it's hadush, you could keep it. Alma kasaba Rabbah, siman asui lidaret. No, I have a siman. Famous subject of siman ha'asui ledares. If you have something on the reshut ha-rabim, eventually it's going to be trampled. People are going to step on it. So even though there's a siman on it, the owner says, what's the siman going to be worth? By the time it gets finished being trampled, there's not going to be a siman anymore in order to be able to identify the object. So Rabbah says, even if these kirichot had a siman, and they're in the reshut ha-rabim, you could keep them. Because siman asui lidares, a siman that's destined to be trampled, is not considered a siman. Rava says no. Rava ura aleph. Big machloket. Lo shanu ela bedavar she'en bo siman. No. That which we said, kirichot in reshut ha-rabim, you could keep. That's talking about because there was no siman. Aber bedavar she'esh bo siman. But if there is a siman, Hayav Lachriz Alma Kasavara, that must be Rava holds, siman asuli dares, ave siman. And therefore, since it's siman, the guy doesn't give up. He says, you know what? It's not going to get destroyed. He starts his mind on it. So then we have a fantastic mahloket in the Mishnah, how to learn the case of kirichot. According to Rabbah, it's talking about even if there is a siman on it. Because it's going to be asuli dares, it's going to be trampled. And therefore, the guy, he relinquishes ownership. He's miyayish. According to Rava, with an olive, he says no. He only without a siman. But with a siman, I have to give it back. Why? Because siman asuli dares, a siman that's destined to be trampled, is a siman. Therefore, you have to return it. Big machloket. Beikademati la shmata van pen nafsha. Some have this machloket between Rava and Rava independent. Siman asuli dares. On this subject of a siman that's destined to be trampled. Rabbah amal wa siman. Rabbah says it's not a siman. Means the guy is miyayish. Rabbah amal wa siman. Tenan, we learned in our Mishnah, kirichot, pshut, rabim, mare, elu shelo. If you find kirichot in the public domain, you're able to keep the birshut, the yachid, but if it's in the private domain, noten u'machriz, you have to announce it. Hechidame, idelet behu siman. Now the Gemara goes. If it's talking about in the Mishnah, where there is no siman on these kirichot, the reshut yachid, my makriz. So what are you announcing in the reshut yachid? If there's no siman on it, well, even the reshut yachid should be able to keep it. Elalav de'it behu siman. Ela must be the Mishnah is talking about, there is a siman. Ve'ketani b'reshut ha-rabim are elu shelo. And it says, even if there's a siman, you can keep it in the reshut ha-rabim. Alma siman asui lidaret. No, I have a siman. And you see what? Because since it's destined to be trampled on, that's like I said, it's a siman. This is a refutation against Rava. Because again, if you're going to learn the Mishnah, it's talking about where there is a siman. So that's why we understand why you can keep it in the Shut Rabim. In the Shut Yachid, siman. Announce it. Very simple. And the guy will identify by giving the siman. I in the Shut Rabim, if there's a siman, why could you keep it? Because it's siman asuli, that is. because it's going to be trampled. And the din is siman asur that is to have a siman. Therefore, the guy is miyayis. It makes sense according to Rabba. But how is Rabba going to learn the Mishnah? Amalecha Rabba. Rabba says, no, I have no problem. Le'olam delet behu siman. Really, it's talking about what the Mishnah is. There's no siman. Udeka amar v'rishut hayachid my machriz. Machriz makom. And that which asked me a question. If I told you the case is talking about where there's no siman, so the reshut that Rabbi Mal explained to you, there's no siman, therefore, you get to keep it. So why in the reshut the yachid, do you have to announce it? There's no siman. No, because the place is a siman, which means you'll come along and say you found an object in the reshut the yachid, and the guy will come along and say, oh, did you find it in this such a area? So therefore, the makom of the reshut the yachid is a siman. In the Shutra Rabim, the makom is not a siman because the item moves around. Therefore, you can't identify by makom. But in the Shutra Yahid, it's not too many people walking by the Shutra Yahid. Therefore, you can identify by the makom. So that's the way Rava will learn the Mishnah. No siman by the Shutra Rabim, no siman, keep it. By the Shutra Yahid, no siman. So how's the guy get identified? Via the makom. Makom have a siman according to Rava. That's the way we're learning it. But Rava Amar, Makom do have a siman. Oh, and Rabba is going to say, no, Makom, that's not considered a siman. Okay, the Itmar, and we have another machloka on this. Makom, regarding the place. Rabba amar do have a siman. Rabba says Makom is not considered a siman. The Rabba amar have a siman. So it comes out, we have two machlokot over here so far. We have machloket on siman asuli, that is it a siman or not a siman? Machloket Rabba and Rava. Now we have a machloket between Rabba and Rava on makom. When you give the identification where the location is, when you give the place, is that considered a siman or not? That is the same. That is indeed a machloket as well. Tashema, kerichot b'rishut harabim. What is kerichot? The bundles of wheat, small bundles of wheat. B'rishut harabim. That's exactly like our Mishnah. They are alumot are big bundles. Kirichot are small bundles. Alumot are big bundles. Ben b'rishut rabbin. Uben b'rishut yachid notelu machriz. Which means, if they're big bundles, no matter where they are, you have to return them. How does each rabbi learn this deen? Why? What's the problem? Look at the Rashi. Rashi is on the first wide line on the bottom here. Rabba echi metaretsa. Rabba dama tamad shukta rabim mishum dras maishina alumot. According to Rabba, that says that once you have a siman, that's asuli dares, it's not a siman. So therefore, even by alumot, even by big stalks, they step on it, and therefore you should be able to keep it even in the shoot harabim. And according to Rava, that he learned the case of kirichot, to talk about where there is no siman, maishina kirichot or maishina alumot. Why, when it comes to kirichot, in the reshut harabim, kirichot, he says what? That there's no siman, but he says that you're able to keep it by kirichot. But when it comes to alumot, you're not allowed to keep it. What's the difference between the cases? So Gemara is going to explain according to each opinion. Gemara says, Rabba metaretz et amir b'siman. Rabba will explain the case according to the reason, even if there is a siman on it, like a shita. Rabba metaretz et amir b'makom. And Rabba will explain according to shita that is referring to makom. What does it mean? Gemara explains. Rabba metaretz et amir b'siman. Kirichot b'shut rabin hare elu shelo. Like he says, Vishum de midresa, because people step on them. And siman asul daris lo have siman, even though it has a siman on it. But what? When it's in the shutra, people are going to trample on it, and we're going to say, Miyayesh. Shutri yachayid no te'edu machriz, de lo midresa. In the shutri yachayid, people don't step on it, because not too many people walking, therefore you have to announce it. Ve'alumot, ben b'shutrabim ben b'shutim no te'edu machriz, kevan de gibihan, since they're big, they're very, very big, they're very high. Lo midresa, people don't trample on it. So therefore, if it has a siman, you have to return it, no question, even in the shul, because people are not going to step on them, because they're very, very high. There's a very simple difference between kirichot and alumot. And Rava will explain it according to his reason, b'makom. And which means, he learned the case of kirichot, no siman. And what's the logic? Can you cut Brishut Rabbi? He said you can keep because there's no siman. But Brishut Yachid, the siman is makom, right? You announce the makom. So as we explained it, this is kirichot Brishut Rabbi Mare Ushelo diminishavta because they move around. In the Brishut Rabbi, since they move around, there's no siman of makom. Therefore, you can keep the kirichot Brishut Yachid. Hayav lachliz, but in Brishut Yachid. You have to give it back. Why they lo min nafsha? Because they don't move around. Because nobody's walking around over there. The alumot ben brishut rabim uben brishut yachid noten umachriz. Whether it's in the shut yachid, you have to return it. Why? Kevan the yakire, since they're heavy. Lo min nishafta. They do not move around. So therefore, kadabab. But Aleph learns it like we just said, meaning really there's no siman on the item. So therefore, kirichot, brishut, arabim, keep it. Makom is not a siman by kirichot, because they move around. The guy cannot identify it by the place. Brishut, yachid, there's no siman, but makom is a siman. However, by alumot, since they're very heavy, they don't move around. Therefore, the place could be a siman. Ben, brishut, yachid, ben, brishut, arabim, which means we can explain this. Braita, ben, l'rabah, ben, l'rabah. Comes the Gemara and continues. Tashema. Kirichot shel nachtom, that is baker's bread, we learned in the Mishnah. Hare elu shelo. Because we said baker's bread, they all look the same. There's no siman on baker's bread, therefore we said you're able to keep it. Ha shel ba'al habayit, hayav lachriz. Oh, but we make a diyuk. But if it's private, homemade bread, you'd be hayav to announce it. Oh, Gemara says, shel ba'al habayit, my tama. What's the reason why? Kevan di eat pirus siman, because everybody makes bread in their own identifiable way. The bread of a person is the bread of a person. Everybody knows, everybody has a siman on their bread. Oh, velo shena reshut rabim, velo shena reshut yachid, noteru machriz, and it doesn't matter where you find it. Even if you find it in the public domain, you have to announce it because there is a siman on homemade bread. Alma siman asu lidaresa v'simam. What do you see over here? That even though when you have the bread in the Rishut Rabim and people are stepping on it, still it's considered a siman. That's a proof to lava that says siman asu lidares avi siman. So the Gemara says to you, Tade Rabba, it's a question against Rabba with the hair. Because he said, no, siman asu lidares, people give up on it. What do you mean? Then that's the case. Why do you have to give back bread? You see what? Even though people step on it, people don't give up on it because there is a siman. Question against Rabba. Amar lecha Rabba, Rabba, don't mean a question from bread. Because people do not pass by bread. When they go into the street and they see bread on the floor, for sure they don't step on it. Not only don't they step on it, but they pick it up. And therefore the owner is going to say, for sure somebody picked it up, and therefore they didn't trample it. And therefore, even though normally a siman actually that is not a siman, but that's all the things people step on. But according to the law that says, "En ma'avinim ala ochrim," you don't walk by bread and leave it on the floor. He says somebody for sure picked it up in the interim and before it got trampled, therefore they'll return it to me. Therefore, that's why by kikalot shel ba'al habayit, you have to return it. Oh, va'ika nochrim. What do you mean? But you have goyim also. The Jews have a law of "En ma'avinim ala ochrim," but could be the goyim are in the neighborhood as well. Could be they stepped on it and therefore took away the siman. Nochrim, haishe lekeshafim. The goyim, they're worried about witchcraft, which means they don't want to touch this bread because they think somebody put it over there with black magic or something, so they're spooked out from the bread. But they're going to leave it there. The goyim are not going to even, they're not going to walk on it, they're not going to touch it, they're going to leave it there. So we're not worried about the hashash of goyim taking this bread. Ba'ika be'ma v'kelabim. Oh, what about the animals? You have dogs. They're going to come along and eat the bread. Therefore, the guy should give up. Okay, so about a case where there's no dogs and there's no animals. Then we don't have to worry. So therefore, Rabba is able to answer the case of the bread, even though normally when you have an item in the Shulchan Arbin, even if it has a siman on it, you can keep it. Because siman hasuli that is, chot Rabba, no, I have a siman. The siman gets through and the guy gives up. An item that people are not going to step on, you have to return it because the Baal HaBayit's bread is identifiable by a siman. Therefore, you have to return it. Siman HaSulidaris, they're not having Siman HaSulidaris. People are going to walk over it or they're going to either take it. The Yehudim are going to say, En Ma'avinim means we do not pass over, meaning we do not Let it stay there. Lema ketana'im. Now the Gemara is going to give a few versions of how to learn our Mishnah. Let us say that is indeed, this is a machloket tana'im, meaning this machloket that we learned between Rabba and Rabba by siman na'asui lidaris. Is it considered a siman or not? Let us say that is indeed a machloket amongst the tana'im. Lema ketana'im. Let us say it is a machloket tana'im. What's the machloket? Actually, going back to our Mishnah, the Biyuda Omer, Kol Davar Sheyes Bo Shinui Chayav Lachriz. We learned in the Mishnah. Any item that has a Shinui on it, that has a change, it's not normal, then the normal item, it's changed, therefore you have to announce it. For example, Ketzad Matzah Igul, you found, let's say, a cake of pressed figs, Uptocho Cheres, and inside of it there was a piece of pottery, Kikar, or you found a loaf of bread, Uptocho Ma'ot, and you found money inside of it. That's obviously a shinui. Therefore, somebody must have placed it there. Therefore, you got to return it because therefore it's considered a siman. Now, that's the Yehuda's opinion. Nechlal, the Tanakama Savar, Hare Elu Shelo. Must be that Tanakama argues in the Yehuda. That even if you find the piece of pottery in the cake of figs, and even if you find money in the bread, or going to Tanakama, you can keep it. Now, what would be the mahloket between Tanakama and the Yehuda? The Chara, we understand the Biyuda. Hey, you have a siman over here. The Chara, of course you'd have to return it. Why would Tanakh Kama say that even if you have chayres in the vela, and even if you have money in the bread, how can you say you can keep it? The Chara, you have a siman. How are we going to explain this machlokas? So the Gemara says, Sevaruha. Sevaruha means the rabbis in the yeshiva, they tried to put a logic, they tried to understand the nature of this machlokas. They call it alma, siman abba me'elav, have a siman. Oh. So we got to establish some premises first. Premise number one. This siman over here of cheres is considered a siman haba me'elav. Siman haba me'elav means it's possible that this cheres fell in on its own. Maybe the owner didn't put it there. It could be when the guy was making his bread, it could be his money fell in by its own. Now, if that's the case, it's not a siman. Obviously, we're going to say everybody holds a siman haba me'elav, a siman that's possible for it to come even by itself, is still considered a siman. You don't assume that. You assume that what? When you see the cheres in the item, someone put it there. When you see the money in the bread, you got to assume, first of all, somebody put it. So it's a siman. It is a siman. Even though you could argue, maybe just fell on it. No. Siman, haba me'elav, haviz. That's premise number one. Uma avidim ala ochli. And you got to assume premise number two between the rabbis is what? People are ma'avir on the ochli, which means people walk by the bread and they don't pick it up. Okay? They leave it in the street. Okay, once you establish those two premises, now I'll explain to you the machloket. The machloket is my lab, the siman asuli that is coming from here. And the machloket is a siman that's trampled on. Is it considered a siman or not? Mor sabar lo ave siman. Tanakama is going to hold what? Lo ave siman. Therefore, you can keep it. And Mor sabar, if you're going to say, ave siman. Instead of the way they went to machloket between Tanakama and Yehuda, you got to assume again, to get to the machloket about that is, you have to first set premises to get to the machloket. Now, obviously, there's three variables over here we're dealing with. We introduce three variables. Number one variable is a siman haba me'elav. The second variable is ma'avirim ala ochlim. And the third variable is siman asur that is. So the Gemara wants to create a variable situation to make the machloket on siman asur that is. So the only way you could make that machloket is saying the following number one, rule number one. When it comes to a siman that comes by itself, everybody's going to hold to siman. Well, therefore, this item over here, this bread that has money in it, is considered a siman. Okay, number one. Number two, we can also assume, now as we said before, people will walk by bread. You don't have to pick up the bread. People will walk by bread. Okay, if that's the case, so that means people are going to step on it then. Because people don't have to pick it up. It's going to get trampled. Oh, so what's the machloket between Tanakama and the Biyuda? A siman. Nobody holds it's a siman. That is going to be lidares. That's going to get, is it a siman or not? Tanakama says that you can keep the bread. It's going to get trampled. The guy says, forget about it. There goes my siman. It's not going to be identifiable. And according to Biyuda, say no. Siman asu this. Have a siman. Therefore, chayav lachri. So therefore, we structured the Mishnah to say that the machloket Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda is indeed on Siman Asur, so that's exactly like the machloket between Abba and Rava. Comes the Gemara and says, Ama Rav Zvid Meshemeh de Rava. Rav Zvid said in the name of Rava, Isalkadatach. If you want to say like you said, that siman is not a siman. That's why you keep the bread. And then you're allowed to walk by the bread. You can walk over it. Oh, let me ask you a simple question. The loaves of a bala bayit, privately owned bread, privately baked bread, then why do you have to announce it? Because even though it's identifiable, but people are going to step on it, so the Kara used to be able to keep it, means you're wrong. Because Tanakama said, well, by privately baked bread, what's the deal if you find the Shuta Rabin? You got to give it back. Why? Siman. What do you mean? If you tell me that people walk over the bread, and you tell me that what? That Siman Asud, that is, to have a Siman, so they'll step on the privately baked bread as well. And therefore, it's not going to be a Siman. Therefore, the Kara, you're learning wrong. Because according to the way you set up the Mishnah, it doesn't make sense. Tanakama's ruling by Kikarot Shabbal Abayit. Why then B'Rishut Rabim? Are you Hayav Lachlis to be able to keep them? Good question. Again, if you're telling me, you set up the Mishnah. Number one, you tell me that Tanakama holds Ma'avidim Elohim. People step on bread. No problem. And you tell me what? Siman Asuli that is. It's not a Siman. Because people step on, guy gives a poke. So then why did Tanakama say that Kikarot Shabbal Abayit, baker, not baker's bread, homemade bread, why do you have to give it back? You should be able to keep it, Peshut Rabim. Because bottom line, people walk over it, and Siman Asur that is, so I've been Siman. You should be able to keep it. So you contradict it. So David said, the way you set up the Mishnah does not make sense. So then we have to rehash the interpretation of the Mishnah. Again, we're always going to play with these variables. It's just how we're going to, you know, which side we're going to take. So we go with the variables again. Number one. Oh, we're going a totally different way now. Really, I'll tell you, everybody holds a siman that you step on, doesn't matter. It's considered a siman nonetheless. The guy doesn't give up. And people step on bread. But so what? Siman ha'shuli dares, have a siman. Oh, you know what the machlok in the Mishnah is? The siman haba me'elav kamepalge. The machlok is going to be on the other variable. A siman that can happen by itself, like the pottery falling into the cake of figs or the money falling into the bread, is that a siman or not? Tanakama sabar, siman haba me'elav lo ave siman. When you find money in the bread, it's not a siman, because it could be it fell in by itself. And the owner is going to say, ah, for sure the guy's going to keep it himself. He's not going to announce because he's going to think that it fell in by itself. So if he's going to give up. The owner's not going to give up because he says, no, the people see bread in there. They're going to assume that somebody put it there. So that's the machlok. And therefore that explains why kikarot ha'bala bayit, you have to return. Because again, siman ha'asuli that is, have a siman. Therefore by kikarot ha'bala bayit, they're going to have to return. But the machlok, by the case of the money in the bread, is a siman haba me'elav, is it a machlok or not? So that's another way of learning the Mishnah. Comes the Gemara and answers, V'Rabba Amar Lecha. I know, so this works good according to Rava. Because Rava was the one, this is the way Rava is going to learn the Mishnah. Because Rava is the Shita that says what? Siman Asui Lidares. He holds that what? Siman Asui Lidares. Habi Siman. Right. So therefore, he learned the Mishnah that everybody holds Siman Asui Lidares is a Siman. Oh, so then why are you able to, can people step on bread? Oh, and that's why kikarot shabala bayit, you have to return. Because it's a siman, you guys got to give it back. Oh, so then why buy the money in the bread? Because money in the bread, then we have another machloket. The siman haba me'elav, is it considered a siman or not? Beautiful, so Rava learned the Mishnah, l'shitato, siman ha'shodes, have a siman, and everything's good. Now, how's Rava going to learn the Mishnah? It says, v'rabba amadecha, always go with the three variables. Rabban says, "Hold the shitato." Siman asuri dares lo ave siman. Then when people trample on it, not a siman. Ve'em avirim ala ochlim. But you know what he holds also? People won't step on bread. So therefore, when it comes to kikarot shabal abayit, we don't have to return it. Is because it's not asuri dares. People won't step on it. Oh, so and what's the machlok in the Mishnah by the money in the bread? V'siman haba me'elav kamepalge. The machlok is the siman haba me'elav. Because people are going to give up hope because they'll say the guy's going to keep it for himself because he's going to say it came from by itself. I didn't put it there. But a beautiful savar v'siman. Beautiful savar. Each rabbi basically is learning the Mishnah le'shitato. For this Gemara, again, all you have to remember is, again, you're playing with the three variables. You know, and therefore, you can, each rabbi will, you know, adjust the variables to make it, the Mishnah come out according to his shita. Very simple. Ika de amri. Okay, now some have a different version of this whole subject we just mentioned, have a different version of it. Again, it is Gemara is going over and over back to the Mishnah, how to learn the machloket, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Kamal, by the case where you found money in the bread. Ika de amri. We have another version. Sevaruha. Sevaruha means the rabbis in the yeshiva, they try to put some logic to the Mishnah. Okay, variable number one. A siman that comes by itself is a siman. If everybody holds the money in the bread, it's a siman. Even though it could have came by itself, everybody holds on, it's a siman. V'siman ha-shulidares lo have a siman. Oh, but a siman that's trampled on is not a siman. I mean, the guy is miyaish because he says my siman is going to get trampled. So what's the machloket? My lab v'ma'abirim ala'ochni kamipalge. Oh, the machlok is going to be, do people trample bread or not? And therefore, mor savar ma'avirim. Tanakama is going to say, people trample on the bread. And therefore, what's going to happen? The siman is going to get ruined, and therefore, that's why you can keep it. Mor savar in ma'avirim. And if you that says in ma'avirim, therefore, they're not going to trample on the bread. Therefore, the siman is still intact. Therefore, you got to return it. So this is a new way of learning the machlok now. The machlok is in ma'avirim or in ma'avirim. Amar Rav Zvid Meshem Eder Rav. Impossible to learn the Mishnah like this. Why? Istal Kadadach Savata Rekhma Siman HaTzuderes Lo Have Siman. If you can hold that, what? The Siman HaTzuderes is not considered a Siman. U'ma'avirim ala ochle. When you say that, what? People step on bread. Ki karot shabal abad b'shut rabim amai machriz. Why then do you have to give back private bread? If you're telling me that people step on bread, and siman as soon as lo have a siman, you should be able to keep the private bread. Because, again, we said that what? Home-baked bread has a siman on it. Beautiful. So you have home-baked bread, what's the din? Machriz. Why machriz? If you're learning Tanakama says that siman as soon as is not considered a siman, because the guy gives up, and you tell me that people step on bread, why do you have to return the homemade bread? Which is the way you're learning doesn't fit according to Tanakama's opinion by the homemade bread. Again, the way you set up the variables, it's not going to fit. Because again, the variables in this shita is what? Everybody holds siman ha-shudares, lo have a siman. Which means when a guy steps on, things get trampled, the guy gives up. It's going to get trampled by siman. No, I'm not going to be able to identify. And everybody holds what? People step on. No, and Tanakama holds that what? You could step on bread. Step on bread. Siman ha-shudares lo have a siman. So why do you have to return homemade bread? The Chacham should be able to keep it. The Gemara says, you're right. Ela, one more change. Amar Rav Zvid. Shemed deravah dekhole amas savri siman ha-shudares have a siman. Again, Rav is going to learn according to Shita. Siman ha-shudares is a siman. I mean, even though it gets trampled, people say, oh, I'll identify it. Don't worry. U'ma'avirim ala ochlim. And everybody holds what? You trample bread. Also, no problem. If you trample bread, but it's a siman still, that's what kikarot shel ba'al habayit, you have to return. Again, with the machlok of Rabbi, is a siman that can come by itself. That's when you find money in the bread, it's not considered a siman. But if you savar, have a siman, that's why Rava with the Aleph is able to learn the Mishnah, the Shitato, that siman asui lidares, the Shitato is considered a siman. But Rava amar lecha dekul ha'amis when asui lidares, lo have a siman. Rava will learn the Kodesh Shita. Siman that's normally trampled is not considered a siman. But people don't step on bread. Oh, so therefore, when you have kikarot shel ba'al habayit, is why you have to return it because people won't step on it. Therefore, the siman is intact. The machlok of the Tanakhama Nebuda is a siman that comes by itself. For example, like money in bread or cheres in the cake of figs. Tanakhama Sivan Abamirav, do have a siman. Savar, have a siman. So that's all the ways, basically, to learn the Mishnah. So basically, we learn every option. You can learn the machloket is on siman asuli. That is, you can learn the machloket is on siman abba me'elav, or you can learn the machloket is on siman abba me'elav. Abba me'elav, asuli des u'ma'avirim ala ochlim. Those three things. So that's the simple way of learning the Mishnah. And Comes out, we have a machlok between Abba and Rava. That's not changing. On Siman Asud, that is it a Siman or not? And the question was, is that the machlok in the Mishnah? You could go either way. You could say yeah, you could say no. And then the Gemara says, Lema ketana. Lema means, let us say, but it doesn't mean it is indeed conclusive. Okay, now we go to the further new piece. Okay, the Gemara continues three lines from the bottom. V'amar Rav Zvid, Mishmed Rava. Rav Zvid said in the name of Rava. Four lines from the bottom. Klala da avidita. The klal, when it comes to objects that you find. Kevan de amar. Once the owner says, Vai la l'hasaron kis, he says those words, woe to me for the loss of money, ya'esh le'emineh. Then already you know, that's considered yi'ush. When a guy says, ah, that's it, woe to me to the lost money, that's considered as if he made yi'ush. V'amar Rav Zvid, v'shemed Rava, hilcheta, kirichot b'rishut rabim. If you find kirichot, those are small bundles, if you find them in Rishut Rabim, hare elu shelo, you can keep them. That's like a Mishnah. B'rishut ha-yahid, oh, but if you find it, let's say, in the private domain, now, depends. I derech nefila, if you see that the way they fell in a scattered way, meaning you see somebody, you see they fell from the owner, hare elu shelo, then even in Rishut ha-yahid, you'll be able to keep it. Because you're not going to be able to use makom for a siman. In the Shut Yachid, we said, even if, let's say, these bundles don't have a siman on it. But we said in the Shut Yachid, the guy uses the place as a siman. However, if it, if you see the way it fell, the guy doesn't know where they fell. So therefore, in the Shut Yachid, if it's derech nefila, if you could see the way that they're on the floor, that it fell derech nefila, so the guy does not have a makom for a siman, therefore you'd be able to keep it even in the Shut Yachid. But if you see it was placed in the Rishut, you see it's like it's stacked up in a certain place. Even in a place where it does not have the siman. Again, in the Rishut Yachid, even without a siman, you'd have to return it. How are you going to return it? How's the guy going to identify it? By the makom. But that's only when you see it looks like it was placed there. But if it looks like it fell there, then you could keep it, because that's the guy could identify by place. He doesn't even know it fell. I mean, it fell, scattered. He doesn't know where it fell. Aval, b'davar sheyesh bo siman. But if the kirichot have a siman, lo shena b'shut rabim, ve'lo shena b'shut yachid, it doesn't matter where you find it. But as a siman, ben derech nefila, ben derech hanacha, whether you see it scattered or whether you see it placed, hayav le'achriz. Why? Because who's making this statement over here? Zava. And what is Rava hold? Siman ha'asui lidares have siman. So therefore, if you hold like Rava, that says siman ha'asui lidares have siman, therefore, if you have a siman on this kirichot, I don't care where it's from, even the Shutrabim, you have to give it back. Our people stepped on it, the people step on it. So what? Siman ha'asui lidares is a siman, therefore you have to give it back. So the machlok, because on Rava will learn the case of kirichot. When do we say kirichot b'shut rabim? You don't have to return it. There is no siman. However, if there is a siman, even b'shut rabim, you have to return it. Aye, they're trampling it. So what? Siman ha'asui lidares have a siman. It's still a siman. Therefore, you're going to still have to return. That's the way Rava is going to learn l'shitato. Good? Very good. Comes the Gemara and continues a quote from our Mishnah. Macharozotche legim. What is that? Strings of fish. In the old days, the fishermen, when they would catch fish, what do? They string them. So you found one of these strings of fish. What's the Mishnah say? You can keep it. Gemara says, Amai, why could you keep it? Leve kesher siman. They tie it. They make a knot. Let the knot be a siman. Then we should be able to give it back. They should announce it. It's talking about the trapper's knot, which is a standard knot. Every trapper ties it like that. Therefore, it's not identifiable. Oh, let the number of fish on the string be a siman. We're talking where they use the standard number. It seems the trappers would put, the fishermen would use to put a certain number, like 10 fish on a string. if it's the normal number that people normally put, that's not going to be a siman. So they ask the question of Sheshat. Minyan, have a siman or no have a siman? Generally speaking, is the number of an item, if you could identify the number, is that considered a legitimate siman or not? Amalu Rav Sheshat, Tani Tua, we learned in the Braita. Matza kile kesef uchle nechoshet. Let's say you found vessels of kesef, silver, or nechoshet, copper. Gesteron shel avar. You found, let's say, kelim of lead. Nechod kelim matchodo. For that matter, any metal vessels, hare ze lo yadid. You don't return it. Ad sheyiten ot, either until the guy gives a siman, or ad sheyichaven meshkelotav, or he gives the weight of how much the weight of the item is. So the Gemara says, "Umid mishkala v'siman mida u'minyan nameh v'siman." The fact that your weight is considered a siman, the mida, size and quantity, will also be a siman as well, because they're all the same concept. So therefore, in the Chavetz, the Gemara is answering, "Minyan is a siman." The guy comes along and says, "Yeah, there was 14 fish on the string, but that's not the normal number." The guy comes up with that number, then already it's, he has to give the fish back. What do we say? Cuts of meat. You found a piece of cut meat on the floor in the shoot of the bin. What do we say? Keep it. What do you mean? Amai leve mishkala siman. Let the guy identify by the weight. Let him come along and say, yeah, it was 2.5 pounds of meat. Didn't we just say mishkala is a siman? Why should you be able to keep it? You should announce the guy will identify by the mishkal. Mishkala deshavin. We're talking about a standard cut, where the butchers all cut the standard cut, therefore it's the same weight, therefore it's not going to be identifiable. What do you mean? Let the cut of meat, what type of meat was it? Which is the meat itself should be the siman. So the Gemara says, for example, what's going to be the piece of meat? Or the dafka, that she says, let's say it was a piece from the neck, or that she says flanking. See, or the dafka, Savar, Shamati, Umeshum Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Menachem, Shamati, the Davka flanking, Makom Shadofek, Kishu Yageya. That's the place, like the thigh, it seems it, like the pulse of the animal, when the animal gets tired, that's where like the pulse is. In any event, or the Atma, Atma is like what? Atma is the leg? Yeah, Atma is the Erech. Atma is like the leg of the thigh of the animal. So what's dafka? Dafka is the neck of the animal, or it's kisalim. And I explained the kisalim. That's like the next to the fat, next to the heart. What's the English he says in kisalim? Oh, no, on the first one, on dafka.
The neck or?
Oh, also from the thigh. Okay, which is basically what I'm saying, identified from the cut of meat. So the Gemara says, Milo Tanya, didn't we learn in a Braita? Matza hatichot dagim. Let's say you found a piece of fish, cut fish, vedag nashuch. And you found, let's say, one of the fish was bitten. Siman, hayav lachris. You have to announce why, because the bit fish is already a siman. Habiyot shil yayin. Let's say you found barrels of wine, vishil shemen, or barrels of oil, vishil tibua, or of wheat, vishil grogrot. Grogot is what? Dried figs. Veshizetim or olives. Are elu shelo. So basically, the Gemara's question is just like by the fish. You're saying that if the fish is identifiable, you have to return it. The Chavra, let the meat be returned. Let the guy identify the style of meat or the cut of meat that he lost. Hacha v'maaskinan b'deika simana b'piska. The Gemara says no, which means the reason why by the fish. It says fish, you have to return. There's two types of fish. It says dagim and dag nashuch. Right? So you see what? We're assuming that the guy's going to come along and say, oh yeah, it was a bluefish. He'll say the style of fish and give it to Michael. So say so the same thing by the meat. Let the guy come along and say it was the flanking. Let the guy come along and say it was the neck. Oh, you know what the pshat is now? When it said that you have to return the fish, the fish was cut in a certain shape. The shape, saying the style of fish, that doesn't prove anything. It can be a lot of people lost that style. But when a person has a special way of cutting the fish, that already is a siman. Ki had Rabba bar Rav Huna, machtich le atlata karnata. Rabba bar Rav Huna, he used to cut his meat like a triangle. Like you see that she, you see the picture in that she? That's the way he used to cut his meat. Why? because he used to want to give it to his wife. He used to send it with a goy. So he didn't want the goy to switch the meat. So he put a siman that this was his meat. So he cut it in a certain shape so the goy cannot switch the meat. Oh, now if a guy comes along and says, yeah, the meat was cut in a triangle, you can keep it. Same thing with the fish. The reason why fish you have to announce is only because fish was cut in a certain shape. So the Gemara says, Daikaname. And now it makes sense why the case of the fish, we gave two cases. You have fish or you have fish that was bitten. So the Gemara, what are the two cases? Daikaname, diktari dumya de dag nashuch, shma mina. Just like dag nashuch, a fish that has a bite out of it, that's a siman. Because the shape of the fish is noticeably different. Similarly, when it said regular fish after it, there must be talking about where the fish was actually cut in a specific shape. Same thing by the meat. If the meat is cut in a certain shape, you're right. But just to announce here, if there was the it was the flanking, it was the neck. That's not enough. Anybody can lose that. You'll have to tell me a exact shape. Obviously, the Mishnah was talking about a piece of meat that was not cut in an abnormal way. Therefore, the deen is, he's allowed to keep it. Amar Mor, we just learned. Chabiyot shel yayin, you have barrels of wine. Vishel shemen, barrels of oil. Vishel tibu'ah, or of grain. Vishel grogrot, dried figs. Vishel zetim, or of olives. Hare elu shelo, you could keep. You see these items, there's no siman barrels. Everybody has barrels, the same barrels. So if you can keep it. Ba'atinah, what do you mean we learned in the Mishnah? Kadeh yayin. Vekadeh shemen. Hayav lachris, head-on collision. The Mishnah clearly says that you gotta announce them. Make up your mind. Amar bizlam arav matnitim berashum. You know what the Mishnah that says you have to return the barrels? It's rashum. What is rashum mean? That she explains. That she goes to a whole long explanation what rashum means. That she himself was a wine merchant. So he knows exactly these processes that were done. A person sells wine, a wine merchant, let's say, sells it to the hanu, to the store. Now, the wine is a barrel, and on the barrel they put a migufa. Migufa is a covering, and they tar it to seal it so the aroma stays in the wine. Now, sometimes the guy from the hanu, the storekeeper, he doesn't sell it right away, but he wants to taste the wine. So what he does is he makes a little hole in the cover, to taste it a little, and then what he does is he seals it again. That's called rashum. Now it seems that each guy has his own style of making a reshima, a sealing on the barrel. Oh, so therefore the Gemara, when you have to return it, when it's rashum, because then already the hanut guy could come along and say, yeah, by the way, it's a rashum like this. But she'ekin in the mishnah that said you can keep it. So a regular barrel with a standard cover, with standard tar on it, therefore there's no siman. So it depends. If it's nashum, it's considered a siman. If it's not nashum, it's not considered a siman. Very simple. The Gemara says, Mechlad de Baraita bepatua. So it must be the Baraita that you're telling me you could keep, must be talking, it's an open barrel. Which is, again, because the Gemara is contrasting. If you tell me the case that you have to return it, it means there was a seal of the merchant. Must be the case you can keep is talking about where the cover is off. The Gemara says, "Ibe patuach abeda medati." Of course, pashut. If the cover is off, for sure you can keep it. Of course, the guy gives up because once it's open already, it's subject to the animals and the rodents and all the other things. I don't need a mishnah to come and tell me if you find an open barrel of wine that you can keep it. For sure, the guy's miyayish. So give me the case that says you can keep it. And I'm not going to accept that you tell me a case somewhere where there's no cover on it at all. That's too obvious. Amar Boshia, v'matzif. Oh, no, it's matzif. What does matzif mean? Like we said, the cover is on it, and it's sealed. It just was never opened. Therefore, that's okay. So Hadush is, it is covered. So therefore, it's not subject to animals eating and stuff like that, but it's not a siman. Because everybody covers their barrels in the same way. Therefore, the deen is, you could keep it. So it's matzif. Matzif means the regular covering. And rashum means where the storekeeper punctured it in order to taste it a little, and then he covered it again. Also, in that case over there, that's considered a simam. Another answer. Abaye Amar. Afilutema idi ve'idi berashum. I could tell you what both cases are talking about, where the barrel was punctured and then resealed. In one case, you could keep it, and in one case, you have to return it. What's the difference? La kasha. Kan kodim shniftehu ha'otzarot. Kan la'har shniftehu ha'otzarot. Depends. During the season that the merchants sell their goods, there's a season where the merchants buy the wine, and then they sell it. Now, if it's before the season that you're selling it, so this guy punctured his wine, and then he put a seal on it. Since most people don't even puncture their wine during that time of year, so this shum is going to be a siman. Masha'en ken, at the time of the, before the season starts, when no one's selling the wine, everybody punctures it, and then they seal it again. So therefore, if it's at the time where everybody's making it a shima, it's not going to be considered a siman. But if it's a time where it's not normal to make it a shima, it's normally to open it and sell, and this guy's making a shima, then it'll be considered a siman. It all depends what time of year do you find it as well. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Kodim shniftehu ha'otzarot, before the storages were opened, she'adayim du'egi hazman mokhreh ha'biyot, people are not selling barrels yet. The yachid be'al ma'ud da'avid. One guy bought a barrel before the otzarot is like the vat, or the, not the vat, the storehouses are open. Before the storehouses are opened, yachid be'al ma'ud da'avid, avirosh m'simah, which means this guy is before the season. When you find a barrel before the season that has a Rishima on it, okay, one guy did it. Therefore, you could identify it. But at the time where it's the season where people are buying, all the chaniyot do this. They all break it open, they taste it, and they reseal it. He's not, and you can't tell. It's all the same. There's thousands of barrels like this. According to this, it depends what time of year you found the Rishima. If you found it at the time where the storehouses are not open yet, so one guy bought a barrel, he tasted it, he put a seal on it. Oh, return it. But shake it, if it's the time everybody's doing it, it seems all the seals were really the same according to the answer. So therefore, you could keep it. Comes the Gemara and says, like a story, Ki ad Rav Yaakov, bar Abba, ashka chabita dechamra. He found a barrel of wine. Le'achar shniftihu ha'otzarot. After the storehouses were open, atalikamed abaye, came in front of abaye, amale zil shekol le'nafshach. Keep it for yourself. You know why you keep it for yourself? Because the Rishima is not considered a Siman, because everybody is doing it that time of year. Therefore, you are able to keep it.
The Gemara continues. Ba'amine Rabbi Bai Merav Nachman. Makom have Siman or lo have Siman. Is Makom, is the description of the place where the item was found, if you describe, yeah, it was in this place, is that considered a siman or not? Amale tanituha, as we learned it. Matza chabiyot shel yain v'shel shemen v'shel tibu'ah v'shel grogrot. You found a barrel of wine, barrel of oil, barrel of wheat, barrel of dried figs, v'shel zetim, or barrel of olives. Hare elu shelo. You could keep them, because there's no siman. But if you're saying that the place is a siman, you should announce the place. Which means you should announce you found something. The guy will come along and say, yeah, well, it was in this place over there, and then that should be a siman. Mm-hmm. From the fact that it said you could keep it, must be that makom is not considered a siman. Amar avzvi, dachabim ma'askinan, berakta denahara. What does it mean? Berakta denahara, Rashi. Vayayin bala'ir b'sfina. The wine comes by boat. Vayalukhin mifarina sifina. The people on the boat empty out the boat on the port. That's what rakta denahara really means, the port. Umanicho asfat denahar. Vinosin achat achat upa'amim sheshokheya. Which means it's on the port. That's not considered a siman. Because that's where the wine always is. The problem is, could be that as they were loading up and taking the wine, they forgot a barrel over there. So in a place where it's the normal place for it to be, So that comes, where was it? It was at the port. That's not a siman. That's why that place is not considered a siman. Maybe regular makom is a siman. But that case over there is an obvious place. Amar of Mori, Maita Ama Amru Rabbanam, Rakta de Nahara, Lo Avesiman, which means, why did the rabbi say that when you find the barrel at the port, Rakta de Nahara, it's not a siman? Damrinan de, because we say, Ki Echid Itramele Didach, Itramename Lehavrach. Right. Just like you could have lost it and forgot it, could be your friend and forgot it also. So siman, oh, it's by the port. Whose is yours? There's 100 people that unload the boat and to take it from the port. So just like you lost, it could be somebody else lost. That's not a siman. Ikade amre amar av mori. My tama amru rabbanam. Makom no havi siman. What's the reason why the rabbi said that makom is not a siman? According to this ikade amre, the Gemara is not asking by the port. The Gemara is asking why in general do you say makom is not a siman? The amrin ale. Just like you could have left it in this place, somebody else could have left an item in that place as well. So according to the second explanation, it's much more strict. The first explanation is saying, no, a port is not a siman, but maybe other places is a siman. The second shot is saying, no, any makom is not going to be a siman. Because you could always say, oh, it was that place over there. Well, so who said that place? Maybe somebody else left a similar item in that place. So the second ikadamna is being more strict on even a more specific makom is not going to be a siman. So that's what we nafka mina, where you came along and gave a specific place. According to the first pshat, it is a siman. Only a port, no. According to the second pshat, no, all makom. Because you could say, just like you left an item in this spot, somebody else also left an item in that spot. No ra'aya, that it's yours. Ha'u gavra, the ashkach kufra bim ma'asarta. He found Zephit. What's Zephit? Like a tar. And he found it, there's no siman on tar. He found it Ben Ma'atzarta. What's Ben Ma'atzarta? By the wine press. Okay, that's where they crush the grapes. So he came in front of Rav. Amar le zil shekol le nafshach. Go take it for yourself. Hazya dehava kam mehasses. So he saw, he was megamgim, meaning Rabbi told me he can keep it, but like he was a little hesitant. Mehases, he was hesitant to keep it. Amale zil pelogle lechia beri mine. You have a doubt? I'm so confident that this belongs to you. Go split it with my son Hiya. If you have a problem, you think it's gezel or something like that. No problem. Go take the item, split it with my son. And no problem. So Gemara says, "Lema kasavar Rav, makom lo ave siman." Is that the reason? Rashi. No, lema kasavar Rav, makom lo ave siman. The Gemara is trying to understand Rav's words. Does Rav hold that makom is not a siman? Because otherwise, he should have announced the makom. Why did he tell the, who found this item? Bava. So he told, oh, you can keep it. What do you mean? You found it in the wine press. The chaura, he should have told him, no, you have to announce because it's in a special place. So it must be Rav, we can deduce some here, doesn't hold that makom is a siman. And the fact that he told him to keep it, split it with my son, no problem, he doesn't go with makom. Someone says, no. Amar of Abba. Mishum Yeush Be'alim Nag'uba. No, this is a different subject. This has to do with Yeush. Dehaza Dekadche Be'halfe. Because he saw that she says, already the, on the tar was growing already like weeds. So therefore, it was very old. So therefore he said, the guy didn't come and claim it yet, by this time it must be Yeush. Therefore could be Rav holds makom generally is a siman. When you see something that's so old, you assume that the guy already made Yeush. That's why he told him he's able to keep it. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen ve'amen.